All right, good morning. Welcome back to the lounge. We're back after a long time, but it's Zach and here with Teddy. He's back.
Glad to be back. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. I know I had some issues getting here this morning.
We both did.
A faulty alarm.
Yeah.
And you could probably tell by my hair. It's a little messy.
Oh, no, your hair looks fine.
Oh, but.
No, not a case of bedhead whatsoever.
Good. Well, yeah, how's it going? It's good to be back. How does it feel?
Feels good, dude. It's the last month, officially.
Yeah.
Well, more or less. I guess we got finals. Or my last final should be a month from today. So
that's crazy.
Last final ever in undergrad.
I know.
Ugh. Can't believe it. I mean, it is true what people say. You know, enjoy college because it goes by faster than high school.
Did it go fast?
Yeah, it totally did. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you can speak a little bit on it.
It is.
How do you feel like freshman year went and then sophomore year?
Oh, this year has gone by so much faster.
Yeah. And I hate to break it to you, junior year is going to feel faster.
Yeah, I bet. I'm assuming that to be the case. But, hey, I don't know. We're planning on having a little bit of a senior night time type of thing with Teddy and Rick.
Oh, yeah.
Coming back.
Can't wait for that
as our last show of the year, so look forward to that in about 4 weeks. But it's funny, I was looking at the thing that I post the recordings. I haven't posted a recording in since March 2nd.
Oh my gosh.
So it's been a long
time. Overdue.
It's been so long just because we've had breaks. We've had, I know, 2 weeks were gone because of Easter spring break, and then one was gone because of Easter break.
Exactly.
So that's 3 weeks right there, and I think the one time I did it by myself, and I didn't post it because I didn't want to post it.
Okay.
So it's just been a long time.
Yeah.
But we're back. We're back in.
Listen, the lounge stays alive.
It's always going to stay
alive.
It's always going to stay alive. But yeah, if anybody didn't know, there's still basketball going on. Not us, unfortunately, but. Some interesting matchups, yeah, especially in the women's, too.
It was a painful Friday.
It was a painful Friday a couple weeks ago, but...
Yeah, the women's are looking good. you know, there's some controversy with that Iowa UConn call at the end of the game.
I don't know. And so many people are saying you can't do that, but
I don't know. You and I talked about. I think we're on the same page as that.
I saw her stick out her arm.
She stuck out her arm, and she didn't have a set screen.
Yeah.
She had her leg in the air.
It was a very hard screen.
Oh, yeah. And, like, I know LeBron was a little animated about it, as you said, over Twitter. And I don't know. I just think it's kind of stupid to say you can't call that at that point in the game. You let them play. It's like, well, then why do we have rules to begin with?
Yeah.
You play the game the right way. You know, I guess what I'm saying is, Lisa and, you know, the rest of the Iowa team probably could have, you know, they could have played that card either way. I guess what I'm saying is, if there was a no call there, you would have probably heard Iowa fans screaming after looking at the replay.
Yeah.
Because it was pretty clear.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We both saw it.
Yeah.
Can't stick out the arm, but I don't know. It should be interesting. I think... I mean, there is a little... I mean, do you think there's a bias towards Iowa?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, 100%. And, you know, listen, I
mean, I don't think I've ever seen a more clear bias. Because, like, sometimes you can say, like, the referees have been biased. But then you're like, nah, it's fair. But I think this, it's pretty clear.
No, you're right. They're definitely feeding into the Caitlin Clark trend. And it shows. I mean, frankly, I don't think either team stands a chance against South Carolina from the little bit I've seen from South Carolina.
They're I haven't even seen
very complete team. Oh, they're very complete. And, you know, Don Staley's a great coach. And
yeah, they, I mean, they haven't lost yet.
They haven't lost, dude. They're 37-0, which is nuts. And yeah. It's not like they've played scrubs either. I mean,
yeah,
they played a good NC State team, and
they beat all their conference.
Them. Oh, yeah.
Won beat all the their tournament. Conference. And now winning this, so...
Yeah, I mean, hopefully Iowa keeps it close. But back to what you were saying earlier, it seems like there's a bias. And in fairness, Caitlin Clark is a phenomenon. It's really hard not to root for her.
Yeah, unless you're going against her.
Unless you're going against her, exactly right. I mean, she's kind of an anomaly. She's just like...
Yeah, it's kind of... I mean, watching her, it's insane.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I mean...
You can't really explain it.
Yeah, it's just, you got to watch it. I mean, I think it's funny how people compare her as the Steph Curry, the NBA. I disagree. I think she's her own person. But yeah, of course, she's a shooter like Steph Curry.
Yeah. And you can't guard her.
You just can't guard her.
She just throws it up and it goes.
Well, you're right. They UConn tried double teaming her, and she still got the ball. Although that last possession before,
yeah, she was a little too unselfish.
Was a little unselfish, yeah.
Where and we thought she should have been selfish.
I know that was the time to be selfish.
Hey, but it paid off. I mean,
exactly.
It worked.
You know, they're still dancing. They're on the way to the finals. And,
yeah,
we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. I was meaning to ask you.
Shoot it.
What? So when you play gigs, because Teddy plays gigs sometimes, right? Or if you have in the past, what songs do you like to play? Like, I don't know, like what's your favorite song that you've ever been?
When I play solo or when I play with a band?
When you play with a band.
So usually Well, you saw my last gig, was over the summer, and that was fun. That was a little project. That was something I'd never done before. I took the lead vocalist role, which is something I've always wanted to do deep down, but I felt in high school I was a drummer in a rock band, and I sang a little bit, but, you know, two of my best buddies were more confident and more experienced singers.
Yeah.
And it made more sense because they're both guitar players.
Yeah.
And not saying, you know, I mean, there's guys like Anderson .Paak, Phil Collins, Levon Helm, who are drummers and singers. But I guess what I'm saying is I was used to just kind of playing the heartbeat and playing in the rhythm section of the band. And that still kind of remains the same with, you know, me playing on the keys from time to time. But sorry, going back to what you were saying, in a band setting, I've realized more and more my voice fits with more soulful / like R&B stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm drawn to playing indie stuff because that's the most fun to play.
Yeah.
To me. And again, I don't think I have the voice of like an indie rock star, but it's just the kind of the vocal tone that a lot of indie rock singers have is really fun to mimic.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they're so interesting.
Oh yeah.
They're all like really different.
They're all really different. I mean, like you get guys like the Arctic Monkeys who are different, and then you get guys like the Killers who are completely different. Yeah. And then you got your generic, like what I call like stereotypical indie guys, like the All American Rejects is one that comes to mind, who like, I guess what I'm saying is these vocalists kind of share the same vocal tone.
Mm-hmm.
Like Quarters of Change. I don't know if, I mean, you know Kiwi. Yeah. You introduced me to them, actually. No, like I said, that. All American Rejects comes to mind. Maybe the Strokes. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of like, it's a gray area in that, like, it's a subgenre of rock, but even a subgenre has just such versatility.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
There's so many you can find.
So I guess, long story short, I like playing indie records. I especially like playing, Kilby Girl.
Yes.
By the Backseat Lovers is another great example of the epitome of an indie rock song.
Yeah, I mean, you're right.
That's a really fun one to play. And then there's this band from Ireland. Funny enough, it's Bono's son, Eliza Hewson's band. Called Inhaler, and we played one of their records over the summer. And they're a fun band to listen to. They're up and coming too. I mean, I think they just released a new album.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Or actually, that's not true. Sorry, they're set to release a new album soon. But anyhow.
Yeah, so I mean, I asked that because I'm going to be playing in a gig this summer.
As a bassist?
Yeah.
Fire.
For Emily and Jonathan's graduation party.
That'll be fantastic.
And I don't know, like we started thinking of the songs that we were going to do, but I'm pretty sure the main song we're going to do is Hotel California.
Because
my buddy George, like, he sent the video of him playing the guitar solo, and it actually sounds really good.
Oh, my gosh.
It sounds really good.
It's classic, and it's not an easy one to play, so that's impressive that he did that.
Yeah, way. I mean, the bass line is kind of hard, but I think I can learn it because, I mean, I have, like, a whole month to do it.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been playing around with it yesterday, and I sort of get it. So I could do that. What else? You know, Dreams by Fleetwood Mac.
Absolutely.
Classic. We're going to do that one.
So you guys are doing, are you leading more classic rock? Because I know you guys like indie rock stuff too, you especially.
I don't really know because we kind of move it around because they like a lot of Spanish songs too.
Right.
So we play some of those, like Maná and some of them.
W.
They were thinking about doing Adventure of a Lifetime.
Oh, fire.
By Coldplay.
That's going to be a difficult arrangement only because there's some auxiliary percussion on that.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was listening to it.
But you could probably fill that in, because knowing Diego and how versatile he is, I mean, he'll probably play drums, I'm assuming.
Yeah, and
and you could have Emily play, like,
she's just a singer.
Oh, she's just a singer. I guess what I'm saying is, like, you could have her play a little triangle ding, ding, ding thing. Because, you know, there's that little, that bell sound that kind of, like, layers on top of the original guitar riff.
Mm-hmm.
But still, that's a great song.
I know. I don't know. It's just we're still like, we don't know the official set list. But,
yeah. It's a work in progress. You got time. When is the grad party?
Probably like May, like 17th or somewhere around there.
Okay.
It's like a little bit over a month. But
and how many songs are you guys shooting for?
Well, last time they did it, it was for my buddy George's party, and it was, they did 6 songs, and I played 2 of them.
W.
So I think I'm probably going to either play like 5 or 6, because there's one song called La Victima.
Okay.
And it's like weird because there's no drums, it's just the bass, and the bass has the, it's like weird, the, you like pluck the, it's like you slap but a little bit, but it's like you create the percussion.
Right.
And I can't do that because, okay, I don't know, I kind of just started like,
right,
a few months ago.
It's a difficult technique.
So Diego's probably going to pick that up for me, but the rest of the song I should be able to learn.
That's cool though. So it's kind of like, yeah, it's kind of like you're acting as a bass and snare drum on the rhythm,
yeah,
while playing the bass.
Here,
that's pretty cool.
We're going to play a little, we're going to play it just so Teddy can hear,
yeah,
it.
Yeah, please. Please do.
And the rest of the listeners can listen to this, because it's very, it's very interesting. This is it. Dos veces antes de que tú me la juegues con que ya yo no sé. No te hagas la víctima, tú sabes claramente lo que hiciste. Cometimos errores, pero esta vez no vuelvo porque te pasas de lanza. Y nunca fue bastante para que tú te calmaras en la puteada y te... El hombre que te amaba no lo valoraste y te pelaste por feria. Ahora quieres buscarme, pero yo ya no puedo porque ando por todas partes. Y ahí me quedé en mi caravana con toda la plebada, fui para la privada aquella. Quise empedarme para no pensarte, resultaste estar ahí en medio de otro brazo. All right, that's a little preview, but
little,
yeah,
snippet. I love it. That's awesome.
It's good. Diego can play it really well on the bass, but you were saying U2. I recommended the song One by U2.
Fantastic song.
So, well, whatever. We got like, we have so many options. So like, Emily like created like a Google Doc of like all the songs we wanted to, and it's just like very long.
Yeah.
So we gotta only pick. I know Hotel California, this song, Dreams are like for sure's. So I think we got to pick like 3 more or like 2 more.
W.
So.
Yeah, that Dreams. It's amazing how timeless that song is. It's amazing how timeless that album is. Rumors,
I know.
Is unbelievable.
I know. I was listening to some. I was listening to Fleetwood Mac yesterday. Trying to think of the songs, because they were like the first time I've heard them. I was like a little going into the rabbit hole.
Oh yeah.
Let's see if I can find them. Well, I know Rhiannon, you know that one.
Absolutely.
Black Magic Woman.
Yep.
And You Make Loving Fun.
Fantastic records.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, well, it's not really funny. I guess it's more just amazing how professional these guys are. So do you know the backstory with Rumors? Or I guess what I'm saying is, it's not really the backstory. It's
how they made it.
No, it's not really. I guess, well, yeah, partially how they made it, but more so the context of the band while they were recording it. So Chrissy McVie and John McVie, were going through. They're two members of the band. They were going through a divorce. And Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks were kind of on the outs of their relationship. And so a lot of these songs, and not a lot, but a few of these songs, there's certain allusions to each other's relationships. And
oh, really?
Jeez. Yeah. And it's amazing how they just were so professional about it, and we're like, no, we're still going to make an elite record. and we're going to put our relationship stuff. I guess, well, yes and no. Stevie more so. I'm going to throw her under the bus because some of her lyrics are directed at Lindsay. And I think Chrissy McVie's are at John, but I'm not entirely sure. But I think actually Chrissy's were more like You Make Loving Fun is what you mentioned. You know, that's more upbeat. And I think, I don't know if that correlates with John necessarily, or maybe she was reflecting on like the good times she had with him. But Dreams is directed at Lindsay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And, I mean, like the very first line, now here you go again. You say you want your freedom. Well, who am I to bring you down?
Yeah.
It's kind of, it's an immediate diss, and it's like a little tense, but yet, you know, like Lindsay's like, yeah, I'll play a solo on this. It's fantastic. It's like, they were just so professional about it. It was insane.
That's crazy. I didn't even know that.
Oh yeah, dude.
Wow.
Yeah. It's nuts. And
was that their last record?
No. That was actually one of their earlier records. And it's skyrocketed. I mean, it's one of my favorite rock. It's probably one of my favorite albums of all time.
That's crazy. I mean, they didn't make another album after that one.
Oh no, they did.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Even though
isn't that insane? Yeah. I mean,
talk about going to work with people you hate.
Well, seriously, I mean, it's just like, I can't even imagine what the dynamic was like. I mean, maybe they were just simply professional. They just kind of like put their emotions aside and was like, all right, it's time to come to work.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because do you know the song Everywhere?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was released after, in like Little Lies, do you know that song?
Yeah.
That was released, I think, 3 years after Rumors. So they still made really good music.
That's crazy.
They didn't let their relationships get in the way of...
I didn't even know that.
...their songwriting. So, anyway.
New information that I just learned. That's great.
It's a cool story.
It's a cool story. But, yeah. I don't know. I think, for me at least, Fleetwood Mac songs are hard to play on the bass. Because, I don't know. They're very... I guess I wouldn't say they're hard.
That's John McVie for you.
They're just kind of like very. I don't know
intricate. Yeah, they're intricate.
Yeah. Sometimes it just gets me.
Well, as a drummer, I don't drum as much as I used to, but I remember playing Fleetwood songs, and Mick Fleetwood's their drummer. He's got a really sophisticated style of playing to him. He's just got this feel and this touch that's really hard to match.
Mm-hmm.
So I know what you mean. I mean, they're just a fit. And Lindsay's a great guitar player. I'm not going to undermine Stevie. I know a lot of girls cover her music because her range is definitely attainable. But she's got this tone to her and this sense of dynamics in her voice that's super powerful and super, super influential. But yeah, they're a classic band. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, classic. Can't go wrong with them. I know Patrick likes them a lot. So.
Oh yeah,
he's always asking me for recommendations. I got to show him these songs if you haven't shown him already.
Well, yeah, he's. I love that he's. Excuse me. I love that he's. He's been getting into him. I've been trying to show him older music. I mean, he's never really shied away from it. He's just never really ventured out until recently. And I don't know. I think I'm digressing a little bit here, but I think we've talked about this behind the scenes, and you know, we definitely talked about this once or twice. You know, there's ups and downs of COVID. Obviously, many downs, and I think the downs outweigh the ups. But in terms of like what life was like during COVID, the one thing I'm grateful, or one of the few things about COVID that I'm thankful about, is that we still had access to technology. And I just went down deep dives into, you know, listening to new music. And listening to new artists. And I think Patrick did the same thing. And I think in turn, like, it made me, I guess, appreciate, like, apps like Spotify and Apple Music. Yeah. And, like, how accessible this music is to us. You know what I mean? We have access to millions of songs. That's crazy.
Yeah, when you can just look one up.
It's going to play. Right there.
Yep.
Taste it. And it's like, wow.
Right there.
I don't know. I mean, it makes me sound, I don't know, a little old in that, you know, I feel like my grandfather, I love him to death. I'm not throwing him under the bus, but you would say something like that where it's like, you kids got everything. So much access to music. It's unbelievable. And it's like, but it really is, you know? So
no, you're right. I like looking at my old playlists. So like I have like a 2019 playlist here. And I just kind of added
songs.
Is
this the best of 2019?
No, it's just one that I had songs of. And it's just funny, like, seeing my music, what I listened to, and then, like, what I listen to now, and it's kind of funny.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm trying to look. Because I'm pretty sure this is... Oh, yeah, maybe. I don't know. It was, like...
Yeah, what did you listen to now that you think is funny compared to what you listened to today?
I listen to a lot more indie now. Yeah. Like, and... I would say like around like my later, like the last 2 years of high school, I started listening to a lot of rap, and then that kind of just switched over to like a lot of indie stuff now.
And so like what kind of rap did you like?
I mean, it was like, it was very common rap. Like it was Mac Miller, it was Kanye, and like Kendrick Lamar, and... It was just very mainstream. There wasn't
nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong. I mean, because it's the rap I like.
It's also the rap that a lot of people like.
Yeah, it's very popular.
I do think it's funny that people shame people for... I didn't shame you, and I'm not accusing anyone shaming you. But I noticed you were a little defensive in that it was like, oh, yeah, it's mainstream stuff. I think it's funny that people kind of criticize people for listening to mainstream stuff because... Well, it's popular for a reason.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, it's not like
how are you going to shame me for liking something that's clearly good? And here's the thing, you know, like, it might be overplayed to you. I might have just heard it for the second time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, people are discovering music at different times. And
yeah.
I guess what I'm saying is, I think it's kind of funny. I used to play with a bandmate. Who I'm not afraid to admit is arrogant. And I'm not the only one who thinks that. I mean, it's no secret.
Yeah.
And he was arrogant in the sense that he was a good player, good musician.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say he was full of himself, but he was, but he definitely knew what he liked, and he didn't hide it. And I just, it was hard to talk with him about music and, like, our interests. Because he didn't know how to compromise. And he was all like, no, nah, I want to play this. And I was like, well, you got to be realistic, pal. Like, some of the stuff you're requesting is kind of out of our capability range. I mean, we're just kind of like, we were kids in high school.
Yeah, you're like who had, 18 years old.
Well, who 17. Had like, none of us really had like low voices. And he was asking us to play like Springsteen records. I'm like, let's be real here. We're not going to cover them well. We're just not. I'm sorry. Yeah. And I love Springsteen. I've actually grew more of appreciation for him now. Again, going back to COVID, just listening to new artists. He was one artist that I kind of went down a rabbit hole with. But I guess what I'm saying is, and then he would just shame us for like liking what we liked. It's like, dude, people are different.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're not going to change that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I guess I should rephrase then. It's not mainstream. I just listen to a lot of popular rap.
Yeah, that's fine. Again, I would encourage that. I mean, because you got to start somewhere, and then like if you like that stuff, that's where you can venture out.
Yeah,
into the deep
it's just
tracks.
The only rap I really like. I don't really like anything else.
So you don't like newer rap?
Not really.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't blame you. And again, I'm not shaming people for liking that. You like what
except
you like.
Except if it's like. those are. If it's like a Kanye album, which I like.
Oh, his newest album?
The newest is all right.
It's all right. Exactly.
And
there's
then,
there's a couple songs.
If Kendrick Lamar makes another one, I'd listen to it because I like him a lot. So.
Well, because people consider Kendrick, a lot of people consider him the GOAT of rap. Is that not,
I've heard that. I mean, I don't know really much about him. I just kind of listen to his music. The only thing, I just know he's from, like, Compton or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think his, I mean, he's probably my favorite rapper just because, well, I mean, I think a lot of his songs sound like poetry. Like, they're literally just him poetry. Like, it's poetry. But.
Well, I had a friend of mine, when she was in an English class with me, she did a presentation on him and his lyricism and how, I'm butchering it. I don't remember the name of the record, but anyway, he was just super methodical with it and super creative with it.
Yeah.
And it reminds me a lot of like 90s rap. Like, I feel like 90s rap is a lot more metaphorical and today's rap is more so just like
saying stuff.
It's just the same. It's kind of, it's very hard to find uniquities in today's rap, and in the sense that there's a common theme of talking about getting with women,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily in the most respectful way, and you know, taking a large amount of drugs and alcohol. Not saying 90s rap didn't do that, but it was more so.
I feel like it was more of a story.
It was more of a story, and it was more, again, like I said, there were more, you know, literary devices used in it, and it just seemed more creative to me. And again, there's exceptions, of course. I most rap today, it just seems like it's the same old, same.
That's why I kind of don't really listen to modern rap. I like kind of the old stuff.
And forgive me if that sounds hypocritical, because I'm saying, I'm not bashing people for listening to it. It's not for me.
Yeah, it's not for me either. That's what I think about it. I just think it kind of sounds the same. But you could say that about any really subject.
People say it about rock, and I don't know. And people say it about jazz, which I don't know. But, I mean, I think country is another good comparison. Like, today's country is kind of like, lacks creativity the same way a lot of today's rap.
You're not
missing out.
I am the person.
I mean, again, you like what you like, but
that's what I don't like. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry, but I really don't like it.
Yeah, and I don't blame you for that.
I mean, the guy's playing in the shower. I'm like, why? like, why do you listen to it? Why are you showering and listening to this song?
Yeah, I do think it's funny, though. Like, there's different. I wouldn't listen to country in the shower. I mean, the only time I'd listen to country is really at a live festival. And I'm not the biggest fan of today's country, with the exception of, like, guys who are creative with their lyrics, especially Zach Bryan.
Yeah. He's, like, the only guy I know.
Yeah, who's fantastic. I mean, he's a blue-collar guy. He was in the Navy. And he wrote songs, you know, while he was serving in the Navy. And yeah. I don't know, he just blew up after that, which is crazy. Anyway, I'm digressing. I guess what I'm saying is, what I was trying to say is, you know, we were talking about how, or we've talked about this, how you can listen to music whenever, but you'll listen to certain songs based on your mood and based on where you're at.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm not listening to rock 24/7, even though I'd say it's my favorite genre. But, you know, there'll be times that, like, when I was in the shower, Schrader, that's what you mentioned, I'll bring my speaker in there, and it's usually showering before going out to bars and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to feel energized, so I'll play, like, I don't know, I'll play more rap or more upbeat rock. Or sometimes, even if I'm planning on going to a club that night, it'll be EDM music, just to get in the spirit of it. Exactly.
House music.
Exactly. You play a little house music, you know, kind of dance a little bit in the shower. It's just like, get going. But anyway.
No, I couldn't. I don't really listen to music in the shower.
So why don't you do that? I'm just curious.
I don't know. It's too much work. Just bring in a speaker.
Also, like, I did worry at one point. I mean, I only have just a, you know, simple JBL speaker, but, like...
I think they're waterproof.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. That was, that's exactly
what I'm pretty sure mine is, too, but I just don't... Because I'm in there for, like, 3 minutes. I mean, I'm going to be listening to one song. It's not like I'm going to be listening to, like, a whole playlist. You know what
Yeah,
I mean?
That's why... Okay, this is bad. But, you know what? I'll reveal a secret that... I didn't really have that much remorse for taking long showers in Schrader because my parents aren't paying for the water bill. You know what I mean?
Oh, you took long showers?
So I took long showers. Because I also, you know, this is weird, but like, I guess I just liked listening to music and just taking my time.
No, yeah, that's very fair. I mean, I like yesterday when I got back from work, I showered, but it was like 3 minutes or whatever. So I did, and then I got back to my room, and then I put on the music, like kind of putting stuff away and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's what I do instead.
Well, that's fine.
So
again, teach their own.
And that's when I was listening to Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good stuff from Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like with each person. I think you can learn someone's music taste, and I think it's very interesting. Because I think if you start hanging out with more people, you start listening to their music, too.
Oh, that's so true. I mean? You can feed off of it easily.
So, and especially if you're in, like, relationships, too.
Oh, yeah.
It works, like, it's insane of how, like, your music tastes kind of mesh together. It's
so true.
Yeah,
my ex-girlfriend, I mean, she introduced me to stuff that I wouldn't
same with me.
Think of.
Same with me. It's cool. But then, like, after, like, when you're, like, single and stuff, that's when you, like, really, like, could explore some stuff. And that's what I did, and I thought it was really cool.
Oh, yeah.
It was, like, when I first got Spotify.
Well, did you feel like you were just kind of listening to the same music when you were with your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, then when, like, you're single and stuff, you, like, can explore. I say, like, you can do it whenever, but right. Then you start doing it because you're just like, I'm kind of bored of this stuff. And then you could find, like, some like, really, and that's what I did. I just found, like, all these artists that was like, wow, I can't believe I haven't listened to them before. It's like when I first started, like, listening to the Arctic Monkeys, like, really, like, a lot. I listened to them very heavily last year, my freshman year. I'm not
really. I thought you were into him for a while. I know you said you.
I liked him a little. Like I only knew the main songs. I didn't really like.
Okay.
Listen to them. I didn't really listen to their albums a lot. So, I kind of like Salinas introduced me to them. Like, one summer I think, like, 2019, like 2021 or something like that. And then, yeah, I kind of just knew the main songs, and then it wasn't, like, until, like, winter of last year till I got, like, or winter of 2021 going into 2022 going into 2023. That's when I started listening to them a lot more.
So. Yeah, and then you, I don't know, there's, like, Marty Bum is a song that caught my attention, and that was a song that you introduced me mm-hmm. to. And,
I still love him. I still listen to him sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, so who are some of your favorite artists? Like, give me a Mount Rushmore. Give me a top four.
Top four? Shit, that's hard.
Yeah, dude.
I
know I'm putting you on the spot, but I guess just, like, off the top of your head.
Off the top? So I have to go, Arctic Monkeys got to be on there. I think Radiohead's got to be on there because they're just fantastic musicians. Yeah. I would throw rap in there, so I'd probably say Mac Miller, because he's so classic.
He's so good.
And then four, this is the tough one. This is four is the hardest one, in my opinion. But I think, it's so hard. I either go, like, the Red Hot Chili Peppers as number four, or, I don't know, It actually might just be them.
Just might be the Red Hots.
Okay. Or Tame Impala.
Oh, Tame Impala is so good.
It's one of those.
Have you seen any of those five in concert?
I haven't gone to a live concert. So I gotta go to one.
I saw, well, you know, rest in peace, Mac Miller. But who did I see? I saw, well, John Mayer is one of my favorite artists. And I saw him before I really appreciated him. Which I don't want to say, excuse me, is a regret. But, you know, because it was still a great show. But I wish I don't know. You know, you kind of want to go to a concert and fantasize a little bit about, like, I mean, I go back and forth. Because there's some concerts I just want to sit and listen. I don't want to sing at all. And I just want to hear them.
Yeah.
The artist.
Yeah.
And then there's other times when it's just like, oh, I just want to break out and sing with them. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, I saw Billy Joel. Have I seen him three times? No, I think I've seen him. No, I've seen him three times. Wow. And he's one of my favorite artists. And, you know, I've just sang my heart out at his shows. But there's a guy like Ray LaMontagne,
mm-hmm.
who I know is very old school in that, you know, he'll only play at, like, you know, beautiful, iconic theaters. And you go there, and you're supposed to be quiet, no flash photography, you're just there to sit and listen.
Really? Wow.
And that, to me, is so cool.
Yeah, that's really cool.
But out of those five, would you want to see Arctic Monkeys above all first?
Probably.
Yeah.
I think their live show would be great.
Oh, yeah.
I really think so. Yeah, and then, like, Radiohead's not really a band anymore.
I would think Tame Impala would
be
sweet.
That would be insane to hear them live.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I mean,
you'd just be sitting there just, like with your mouth open. You'd be like, oh, my God.
I don't even know how I'd be able to take that in, but
just insane of how he creates that all by himself.
He's nuts.
So that's why I put him up there, because I feel like you can't leave that guy out because of what he does. And it's like, I mean, to me, it's like classic. You just, like, put on Tame Impala and you feel good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's just so, yeah, he's so impressive. I mean, he was a guy I recently went down a rabbit hole with, speaking of, you know, musicians that were, I don't know, getting more curious about. He's unbelievable.
I know. I always watch, like, videos of his live shows or, like, played or whatever. He did, like, a mini concert on YouTube for FIFA, for, like, FIFA 20.
Oh, awesome.
And I was watching, I was like, damn, this is pretty good.
Has he done an NPR Tiny Desk concert?
Yes.
W.
I think so. He should have. And if he hasn't, I don't know why he hasn't, because that would be insane. I'm pretty sure he has, though. Because I love those Tiny Desk concerts.
Oh, so good. You've seen the Mac one, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I've seen the Mac one.
Where it featured Thundercat.
Oh, yeah, that was amazing.
These guys are unbelievable.
Have you heard of the Vacations?
No.
Okay, they're like an indie band. They're really good. In my opinion, they're good. But I think they're coming to either Chicago or Milwaukee, like, this summer, and we're thinking about going.
Are they American?
You know, I think so. Let me have a fact check here. I think they should be American. No, they're Australian.
They're Australian. Okay.
But let's see, they're on tour right now. Oh, I guess this is, never mind. I don't even know. I heard that they were coming and their tickets were like $40-something. I was like, we gotta go. I mean.
W.
Their main, like, song is called Telephones.
Okay.
And it's a good.
So are they a really new band?
I don't know. No, because the album that I've liked a lot of songs was released in 2016. But they just released an album. Now in 2024 that I haven't gotten the chance to listen to it.
Okay.
And they've, oh yeah, this is weird. Yeah, they're recent. They've come out with like singles and stuff like last year and this year. So they're like still playing and stuff. I think they're good.
W. So I'll check them out.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. That would be, I would want to go just because I haven't been to like a concert.
Yeah,
like seeing somebody that I actually want to see, and I would like to see them live. I feel like it'd be cool.
Yeah, you gotta go. I mean, you especially, because you're just a huge lover of music. And
I know, and I just haven't gone to Lala because I just haven't been able to pay for it.
Also, well, yeah, it's expensive.
And I don't really want to go anymore.
I don't either, dude. I mean, I've never been. I have no desire of going.
Yeah, me neither.
Because
I think it's just too much for me.
Well, I've
people.
Heard it's been infiltrated by high schoolers, and you're right. It's too much regardless. It's
like, yeah, I would go if I wanted to see, like, one of the, like, I would, like, I think during, like, one of the COVID years or something, Tame Impala went, and I was like, wow, I can't believe I'm missing that. And Red Hot Chili Peppers was last year, and I wanted to go see them.
Was he's not featured in this year's lineup. There's no way.
Tame?
Yeah.
No. I don't even know who the main artist is, but I don't really like it.
I know the Killers are there. I know it's SZA, the Killers. I think. Who else is that? Those are the two that come to mind. And I'm not particularly gaga about SZA. I like a couple of her records. She's good, but the Killers are probably the only one I would really, the only main headliner I'd want to see.
Oh, I think
see.
The Deftones are going.
Deftones are going. I heard about that. Yeah. Who else is? There's some EDM guys who I like, but
Billie Eilish is going back.
Oh, that's right. Billie Eilish is a headliner. Yep.
So I don't know. It's just like nothing I would really want to see and pay money to see. So that's why
you're
I'm not
me.
Taking the decision not to go again.
Yeah. It's, yeah, it's likely to be chaotic.
It's always chaotic. But anyway, we're going to play. I had a song that I wanted to play, and I lost it. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, we're probably going to end out here so we can play this song and wrap up.
Word. Thanks for having me, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Absolutely.
It's fun. We'll see you.
It's always
fun. See you back here soon.
W. Can't wait.
So, yeah, we're going to play.
For the finale.
For the finale with Rick. So, we'll see. All right. Well, hope everybody has a good weekend, and yeah, stay nice. So